Scripture says, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? That's in the Psalms, and that often Christians don't have a solid biblical foundation. They may know a lot of the Bible, but they don't really have a good foundation. And because of that, the enemy can just throw fiery darts and they are sort of defenseless. And kind of everything starts back in the book of Genesis when the Lord says that we were created in His image according to His likeness. That's a powerful thing. No other creature is upset about that. And when every day, at the end of every day, when God had created something, He said, this is good. But after the creation of mankind, He said, very good. Because we were His masterpiece. Because we were created to contain His image, to carry His presence, and to manifest His likeness. Christ-likeness is not just a New Testament perspective. I'll show you something about this image. This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, in verse 4. In whose case, the God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and consider ourselves as your bondservant for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Now, let me say that again. It's just said in verse 4 that Jesus, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Verse 6, for God who said light shall shine out of darkness is the one who has shown in our hearts to give light of the knowledge, and the word knowledge here is the word experience, not just head knowledge, experience of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Whenever the scripture talks about the face of God or the face of Christ, it's talking about His presence. But we have this treasure. What treasure? The presence of Christ, the image of God. We have this treasure, which carries God's glory, in earthen vessels, that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. We were created out of dust, and the scripture makes that really clear. And the whole point being is that we were created from the very beginning to be utterly and absolutely dependent on Him to be who we were called to be. And what we were called to be, which is our identity and our purpose, we were called to be people who carried His presence. And from a love-faith relationship, manifest His likeness. We weren't created to try to be like Him. We were created to be in fellowship with His presence and to manifest that presence so that we reveal the likeness of God. That's our great identity. That's our great purpose and calling in life. That's what it says about us as New Testament believers in Romans chapter 8. We were, our purpose that God called us to, that we were preordained to, was to be conformed to the image of Jesus, Christ-likeness. But you see, the Trinity, the Godhead, has existed throughout. There was no time they weren't in existence. So we're even told in Colossians chapter 2 that Christ created all things were created in Him and by Him. Was the Father a participant in creation? Yes. Was the Holy Spirit, as He hovered over the waters? Yes, of course. But Jesus is the image of God, not just because in the Old Testament He revealed what the Father was like. He's the image of God, and He was the image of God in Adam and Eve. They're called theophanies, theologians call them, manifestations of the presence of God. Often it refers to the angel of the Lord. Those are theophanies, manifestations of Christ, the Word of God. And when Adam and Eve fell, the Lord said, if you eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, on the day that you eat thereof, you're going to die. And they did. They didn't die physically. They began to die physically, but it took them hundreds and hundreds of years for that to be completed. But spiritually, they died because the image was removed. And when the image was removed, it was impossible for them to have a true identity or to fulfill their purpose to manifest His likeness. Even though the temptation to Adam and Eve was, is that if you eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you can be like God because you'll have the wisdom to be like God. So I just like throw out to you that the original temptation wasn't to rebel and run from God. The original temptation was you can be godly without being dependent on God to be godly. That's what false religion's all about. Not just false religions like Muslims, but even Christianity, where people are running around trying to imitate the presence of Christ instead of participating and manifesting the presence of Christ that's within them. Colossians 1:27 says, Christ in you is the hope of glory, not you for Christ. And so when he talks about it in these scriptures, he says, that Jesus is the image of God. The wonderful thing about the new birth is kind of like when Lazarus was raised from the dead. Think about it. When Lazarus was raised from the dead and Jesus spoke and called him forth to life, he was having restored to him the life that had been lost, right? In our new birth as believers, the life that was lost in Adam, the presence of God in the person of Christ, who is the image of God, the life that was lost in Adam was restored to us. But that Jesus didn't tell them, have a training session to help teach Lazarus how to be Lazarus. He just said, he told them, free him up, release the grave clothes so that he can be who he is. Christ-likeness, holiness, is not trying to train people to imitate Christ. The image of God has been restored. Jesus is the image of God. Christ lives in me. And it's referred to in these scriptures from 2 Corinthians, the light of the gospel, the light of the good news, of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, this, using the term light. Light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has said, the God who has said, light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shown in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. So the light, Jesus said his life was the light of men. So the light of his life, which is the image of God, has been restored. So that light not just shine in darkness, but he says, God who said light shall shine out of darkness. So that out of my darkness, out of my fallenness, the image of God once again can be manifested and I reveal the likeness of God. That's for the purpose for which I was created, for Christ-likeness. Adam and Eve were created for Christ-likeness, but the image was lost. And when you're born again, Christ, who's the image of God, restored. And now that the image of God's restored, I can once again begin to manifest his likeness, created in his likeness, created in the image of God according to his likeness. And how does it work out in our lives? If it's light, it's kind of like the Lazarus picture, shining, the life of Christ shines forth from us. Shining is a fact, not an act. If you get your flashlight and you go, now I want you to act like you're shining, it doesn't work. You just release it to shine. But we have too many people running around trying to act like Jesus, but it only works well in public. But when they get home and they get back with their family and their husbands, their wife, and the drawbridge is pulled up, it ain't good. We've learned how to sing the songs, say the words, do the stuff, but it's not real. We're trying to act like we're shining. And when you act like you're shining, we run around trying to cram our light down people's throat. If you'll just let light shine, shining is a fact, it just exposes darkness. It's unavoidable. Witnessing becomes easy. Sharing with others becomes easy because they're encountering the risen, living Christ manifesting his likeness from you. And you go, yeah, but you don't understand, Bishop. I got all kind of weaknesses. I'm frail and I don't always have my act together. He has his act together. And you just get to get on the ride of him having his act together, and suddenly you'll find that your not act together is attached to his act being together, and suddenly you got your act together. But we have this treasure in earthen vessel. What's an earthen vessel? A fragile, frail clay pot. For we have this treasure, what? The light of the life of Christ, the image of God. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that's of surpassing greatness of the power, maybe of God and not from me. Just like Lazarus, just unwrap him, let him loose, and then he'll be who he is. And Christianity and surrender and all these things is about letting him loose, letting him shine. And all those places in your life that were damaged and hurt and have cracks, well, the more you put a light in a clay pot and the more cracks that it has, the more light comes forth. In my weakness, his strength is made perfect. You quit worrying about the cracks in the clay pot. Just celebrate the light. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Because he's the only one who's adequate for this, that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not of yourselves. God has restored his image. We're all a bunch of crackpots. Let Jesus shine, and you'll find all those places that were cracks and your weaknesses, strength is made perfect. That's how he heals us. It's called the instead of life. Christ instead of me, through me. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.